Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're jumping into something pretty fundamental, how all the different aspects of reality actually hold together.
Yeah, it's a big one. We're using this framework based on our sources, looking at what are called transcendentals.
Right, things like entiterity, which is basically, you know, the isness of things, their being.
And relationality, how things connect.
And of course, time. The idea is to offer a clearer way to see these connections, maybe even a surprising one, without getting totally lost in jargon.
Exactly. And these transcendentals, they aren't statter boxes. Think of them more as dynamic results of how God interacts with the world according to the source material.
So they're like moving points, creating a kind of tension.
Sort of, yeah. A tension that keeps reality from collapsing into just isolated bits that's nominalism. Or, on the other hand, just one big indistinct blob like some forms of realism might suggest.
Okay, so these three, entiterity, relationality, time, they work together. And we're going to see how this shows up in different modalities like ethics, law, economics.
That's the plan. We have this table from the sources that lays it out. It shows the core aspect for each modality and how it anticipates or looks forward to the next and retrocipates or echoes the one before.
Let's start with entiterity then. The being part.
Right. Entiterity is really the foundation for even appreciating that there are different modalities, you know? It gives each one a unique focus, a sort of identity.
But it's not abstract. It's grounded, like, in time, in our experience.
Precisely. And this is crucial. This sense of being allows for what the sources call purposive transformation, real change, basically.
Ah, like the river example they use. You step into it, it's always changing, different water.
But it's still the river. That identity over time, that diachronic persistence, is what makes the idea of purpose or even recognizing change possible at all.
Makes sense. Without that underlying sameness, how could you aim for a goal or see progress?
You couldn't, really. Then there's relationality, the connections.
Yeah, the sources really stress valuing relationships, recognizing them.
They do. But there's this interesting nuance. It's vital to nurture them, yes, but maybe not to cling to them too tightly.
What do you mean?
Well, the idea presented is that their ultimate outcome, their direction, is guided by something more the Holy Spirit in the terms used. So there's a layer beyond our control.
Okay. So value the connections, but trust in a bigger process.
Something like that. It adds depth.
Let's look at the table then, see how this plays out. Take the pistical modality faith.
Okay. So under pistical, entiterity lines up with the believer, the individual.
Right. And relationality is belief itself, the connection to what's believed.
And time. That maps to hope, looking forward.
So the believer entity hold beliefs, relations with hope. Time. Neat.
It is neat, isn't it? How these fundamentals structure even something like faith. Now, what about the ethical?
Okay, ethical. Entiterity is the ethical agent, the person making choices.
Makes sense. Relationality is troth. That's a great word. It means faithfulness, trust in relationships.
Yeah, it is. And time becomes moral priority, deciding what's important now.
Exactly. What needs doing.
And you mentioned the A and the R in the table.
Yeah.
Anticipation, nuclear retrocipation.
Right. And is the core. A points forward or looks back. Like, the quantitative modality numbers doesn't really look back, so no R.
And the pistical faith doesn't anticipate the next modality in the same way, so no A.
Correct. And there's a note placing the aesthetic beauty between the cultural formative and the lingual symbolic, which might differ from some other views.
Oh, interesting placement.
And just to stress, while the table shows connections to immediate neighbors, the idea is that every modality connects, anticipates, retrocipates with all the others, even if indirectly.
So it's a whole web, deep interconnectedness.
That's the core message, really.
Okay, so wrapping up, entiterity, relationality, time, they're not isolated concepts. They're this dynamic trio, constantly interacting.
Yeah, giving us a way to grasp the world's complexity, its diversity, but also its coherence without resorting to overly simplistic views.
It avoids rigidity, but also avoids just saying it's all chaos. It's about that interplay, right? Between the stable being of things and the new possibilities that open up through relationships over time.
Well put. A constant dance between constancy and novelty.
So here's a thought for you, the listener. Think about some challenge or maybe just an area of your life you're navigating right now. What happens if you look at it specifically through these three lenses? You know, what are the core entities involved? What are the key relationships? And how is the dimension of time, the unfolding sequence, shaping things? Could that offer a fresh perspective?
Something to chew on.
Definitely. Thanks for diving deep with us today.